Here is a story told in music about a small boy and a wolf. All the characters in this tale are represented by different orchestral instruments. For instance, the bird by a flute. The duck by the oboe. Listen to him. The cat by the clarinet. The grandfather by the bassoon. The wolf by French horns. Young Peter, the hero of our story, is represented by the strings of the orchestra. Here is his tune. Towards the end, you will hear the guns of the hunters, played by the kettle drum and the big bass drum. Early one morning, Peter opened the gate and walked out into the big green meadow. On a branch of a big tree sat a little bird, Peter's friend. All is quiet, chirped the bird gaily. Just then, a duck came waddling round. She was glad that Peter had not closed the gate and decided to take a nice swim in the deep pond in the meadow. Seeing the duck, the little bird flew down upon the grass, settled next to her, and shrugged his shoulders. What kind of a bird are you if you can't fly? He asked. To this the duck replied, What kind of a bird are you if you can't swim? And dived into the pond. Argued and argued, the duck swimming in the pond, the little bird hopping along the edge. Suddenly, something caught Peter's attention. He noticed a cat crawling through the grass. Cat thought, that little bird is busy arguing. I'll just grab him. Stealthily, on her velvet paws, she crept towards him. Look out! Shouted Peter, and the bird immediately flew up into the tree. While the duck quacked angrily at the cat, from the middle of the pond. The cat walked round the tree and thought, Is it worth climbing up so high? By the time I get there, the bird will have flown away. Grandfather came out. He was angry because Peter had gone into the meadow. It's a dangerous place. If a wolf should come out of the forest, then what would you do? Peter paid no attention to his grandfather's words. Boys like him are not afraid of wolves. Grandfather took Peter by the hand, locked the gate, and led him home. Sooner had Peter gone than a big gray wolf came out of the forest. Mm-hmm. In a twinkling, the cat climbed up the tree. The duck quacked and in her excitement jumped out of the pond. But no matter how hard the duck tried to run, she couldn't escape the wolf. He was getting nearer, nearer, catching up with her. And then he got her, and with one gulp, swallowed her. Now, this is how things stood. The cat was sitting on one branch. The bird on another. Not too close to the cat. And the wolf walked round and round the tree, looking at them with greedy eyes. Meantime, Peter, without the slightest fear, stood behind the closed gate, watching all that was going on. He ran home, got a strong rope, and climbed up the high stone wall. One of the branches of the tree round which the wolf was walking stretched out over the wall. Grabbing hold of the branch, Peter lightly climbed onto the tree. Peter said to the bird, "Fly down and circle round the wolf's head. Only take care that he doesn't catch you." The bird almost touched the wolf's head with his wings, while the wolf snapped angrily at him from this side and that. how the bird worried the wolf, how he wanted to catch him. But the bird was clever, and the wolf simply couldn't do anything about it. Meanwhile, Peter made a lasso, and carefully letting it down, caught the wolf by the tail and pulled with all his might. Feeling himself caught, the wolf began to jump wildly, trying to get loose. But Peter tied the other end of the rope to the tree. And the wolf's jumping only made the rope round his tail tighter. Just then, the hunters came out of the woods. Following the wolf's trail and shooting as they went. Peter, sitting in the tree, said, "Don't shoot. Birdie and I have caught the wolf. Now help us to take him to the zoo." And there, imagine the triumphant procession. Peter at the head. Thank you. After him, the hunters leading the wolf. Winding up the procession, Grandfather and the cat. Grandfather shook his head discontentedly. Well, and if Peter hadn't caught the wolf, what then? Above them flew the bird, chirping merrily. My, what brave fellows we are, Peter and I. Look what we have caught. And perhaps, if you listen very carefully, you will hear the duck quacking inside the wolf, because the wolf, in his hurry, had swallowed her alive.